I can use this stick to push us forward and control the raft, Nick said. He looked around to see where they had to go to reach Ida. He saw that, above the dunes to one side, there was only sky. To the other side, he could see a small beach. We'll go this way, Nick decided, pointing in the direction of the beach. Nick suggested that Felix lie on the back of the raft with his feet in the water. When Felix kicked, the raft moved slowly forward. Nick moved Larry to the front of the raft to keep their weight balanced. With his long stick, Nick was able to push off against the ocean floor. Soon he and Felix were sweating. It was hard, slow work, but they were moving forward. Larry wagged his tail in support. Chapter 4. And home, again, with a new friend. Felix kept kicking. Nick kept pushing, and Larry kept wagging. Soon they could no longer see the beach where they began. They followed the line of the dunes, keeping the shore in sight the whole time. Nick looked back at Felix and saw that his kicks were getting slower. "Don't give up. We're almost there," Nick called. His own arms were aching, but he knew they had to press onward. They came around a bend in a line of high dunes, and Nick saw the beginning of another beach. He gave a few extra hard pushes with his stick, and more of the beach came into view. There was Ida, standing on the beach with another ranger. They spotted the raft as it came around the dunes, and the other ranger yelled, "Larry!" Larry leaped off the raft and swam to shore. Nick felt his heart sink a little at the thought that Larry had someone else that he loved. With a few final pushes and kicks, Nick and Felix got the raft onto the beach. Tired, but relieved, they walked toward Ida.